Great. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin by expressing my sincere gratitude to all of you for your active engagement and the concrete proposals you have put forward on the sections of the rolling text we have considered so far. And as I announced yesterday, this morning we will continue hearing views on the remaining sections of the rolling text, namely on other measures to ensure compliance with IHL and accountability. Before we begin, I would like to assure you that I intend to take into account your views on prohibitions and restrictions, including restructuring the text where necessary, and finding a way of addressing the notion of nominal human input in line with the suggestions and comments received. But that is for the next rolling text version. After this session, in addition to the chair's summary, my team and I will prepare an updated rolling text. Based on our discussions this week, it's evident that the sections are interconnected and require holistic updates. Therefore, I suggest we complete a first reading of the entire rolling text today to gather your views on all the proposed elements. With that in mind, let's now turn our attention to the section on other measures to ensure compliance with IHL. In this section, we have included measures that complement IHL obligations concerning the use of laws. These measures reflect discussions from the intersessional period and build upon the group's previous work. Can we put the text up?
Yes.
And lessons learned and applied, we have put numbers in front of the paras to facilitate the discussion. Let me now read out the contents of this box. 1. Rigorous testing and evaluation should be conducted to enable a human operator to have a reliable expectation of how the weapon system will perform in the anticipated circumstances of its use. 2. States should conduct legal reviews of laws to understand the weapon's capabilities and limitations, expected circumstances of use, and its anticipated effects in different circumstances. 3. States should conduct reviews to detect possible unwanted bias in data sets. States should implement measures to reduce unwanted automation bias. And then I would like to do the text on accountability later, just to make it possible to have a more interactive discussion on the measures first. Otherwise, we are having a bit discussions that go up and down again. So let me open the floor for hearing the views with regard to the text on measures. Who would like to break the ice? I recognize the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation, sir. You have the floor.